The war in Ukraine may be entering a new phase as Russian troops refocus their efforts in the country's south and east. Civilians are bracing for the possibility of more attacks like last week's airstrikes on a crowded train station in Kramatorsk that killed dozens of people as they tried to flee. One cause for concern is Russia's appointment of a new general to oversee the invasion. Alexander Dvornikov previously commanded Russian forces in Syria, where they also targeted civilians. The Washington Post's Dalton Bennett is in Dnipro, Ukraine, and is here with the latest. Hello, Dalton.
Hello, good to be with you.
Well, thank you for being with us. A new Russian general is in charge of the invasion of Ukraine. He oversaw the brutal assault on Mariupol and reportedly ordered strikes on civilian neighborhoods when he was in charge of the Russian campaign in Syria. What does this change in leadership mean for the war?
I think there is a deep concern just about the extent of force that might be used by the Russian military within eastern Ukraine, within the Donbas region. We understand that this is a crucial moment in the conflict, and that, you know, given the defeats, the pushback of Russian forces that has occurred in other parts of the country, from speaking with Ukrainian military on the ground, from speaking to local officials, they expect a really fierce planned offensive by Russian forces. Now, from our own reporting there on the ground in the region, we've seen the Russian military deploy what has been described as scorched earth tactics, completely razing villages, pounding small towns and cities with incessant artillery in order to make territorial gains, to cut off what remains of Ukrainian military positions within the strategic region.
So with this new general in charge and the scorched earth strategy that you mentioned, and with Moscow's decision to shift the focus of its war to eastern Ukraine, what does this new Russian strategy look like then moving forward?
What this looks like on the ground is complete devastation for civilian infrastructure, for anybody that is caught in between this conflict. Last week, we were in the town of Kramatorsk when hundreds of civilians were gathered outside of the train station. Throughout the day, there had been thousands in this facility hoping to evacuate, heeding the requests and orders of local officials to leave the region in anticipation of this expected Russian advance. And they were struck by a missile. It ended up killing over 50 people and has injured 100 people. This might be a foreshadowing of the level of devastation and the damage and destruction that could be caused by this anticipated offensive launched by Russian forces.
Ukrainian railways reported another air attack on a passenger rail yard in eastern Ukraine. Is there a targeting of railways throughout the country now by Russia?
What we are seeing in this eastern part of Ukraine is that vital infrastructure that is necessary for the Ukrainian war effort in the region is being targeted. So we've seen multiple important railway junctions hit by missile strikes. We've seen airports in the region targeted. We've seen oil depots targeted. It makes it much more difficult for them to reinforce their positions, and it enhances or increases the threat of a potential encirclement of Ukrainian military that are inside of this important area in eastern Ukraine. There is a huge effort underway to get as many people out as possible. The Ukrainian military, the Ukrainian government is requesting that everybody leaves in anticipation of the fighting that is set to take place. Now, the real fear is that if these people can't get out and there is a Russian offensive, that we might see an unbelievable death toll.
How is morale? What are you hearing from Ukrainians?
What I'm hearing from Ukrainian soldiers on the ground, from officials, is that, you know, they understand what's at stake. They understand that Russian forces are trying to encircle these crucial Ukrainian military positions in the region, and they're ready for the fight. They're preparing. We have seen large troop movements, right? They're doing everything possible. We understand that weapons donated from Western allies are also reaching to the region, and that they're going to do everything in their power to hold on to this territory and to stop the Russian army to making any type of advance in the region.
The Washington Post, Dalton Bennett. Thank you, Dalton.
Thank you.